Now, for a change of time and texture, we'll hear some 17th century vocal music. Lucrezia Orsina Visana lived from 1590 to 1662. She was an Italian singer, composer, and organist. When she was 8, her mother died, and she and her sister were packed off by their father to the illustrious Camaldolese convent in Bologna. There, she probably learned music from her aunt, sometimes convent organist, and from Ottavio Vernizzi, who served as unauthorized music master until the Catholic hierarchy discovered it and put a stop to this violation of convent prohibitions. Visana's prolific composing occurred in her late teens and 20s. Her motets were published in Venice in 1623. Most of them are dedicated to Christ as Redeemer or Spouse. For the last 40 years of her life, she did not publish any music. She suffered ill health. The convent records state that she endured infirmity with admirable patience and virile fortitude. At the same time, there was a devastating outbreak of internal political conflict, which one disgruntled nun claimed began because of music. This dissension expanded outward beyond the convent to involve verbal and even physical battles with the local episcopal authorities, and ultimately even with the Pope himself. The convent confessor recorded that she was driven mad by this 25-year struggle. We'll hear three sections of Visana's Componimenti Musicali: Ave Stella Matutina, Usceco Oblivicheras Me Infinem, and Domine Quid Multiplicati Sunt. The group Musica Secreta will perform. I'll read you the texts. Hail, morning star, ruler and queen of the world, only virgin worthy to be spoken of amid the weapons of the enemy. Place before us the shield of salvation, the insignia of your virtue. O Mary, full of grace, O chosen Mother of God, be for us the upright path to eternal joys, where are peace and glory, and always hear us with affectionate ear, sweet Mary.